Good morning. It is good to connect with you on this Sunday morning. Today we take a look at some words written by the Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians. We'll be in chapter 4 of the book of Philippians, going through verses 1 through 9. I find these words to be incredibly helpful and useful, especially in this time in our lives when it may seem like we are overwhelmed, that we have so many things on our mind, just all that's happening in the world and all that's happening in our lives. It's not difficult to become distracted and weighed down by all the things we try to juggle in our lives and in our minds. So I invite you to hear these words. We'll start at verse 1, chapter 4, the book of Philippians. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellent, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. I mentioned a moment ago that we often find ourselves, especially in this season, with many things on our minds, on our calendars, on our schedules. There can be a lot of things that we find ourselves trying to juggle, to balance, to navigate our way through. Certainly, when we take a look at the news and we hear about the debates, the presidential debates and all the politics are happening, all that's happening with politicians, that can weigh down on us and it can exhaust us and be tiring. And in fact, that can fill up and occupy a lot of our mind. We can also think about our lives as we're trying to find a way in the situations we find ourselves in, as you know, some events in our communities are starting to take hold again, or we're getting back to some things. Some things are still on pause. And it can be difficult navigating all these waters. It can be difficult navigating and finding a way forward. And that can weigh on our mind. Additionally, we can look at the news and we can hear words and stories about how the economy is not going as well as hoped, and that can weigh on us and that can fill up our mind. And then we come into our home lives, what's happening with our friends or our families. We can find ourselves anxious, trying to juggle there again all that is going on, and that can fill up our minds as well. When Paul wrote these words out of Philippians, he wrote them to a church that certainly had a lot on their minds. They were struggling, you know, finding themselves in conflict, like many of the churches that Paul would write to. No conflict existed because churches are filled with human beings. And when you put a whole bunch of human beings together, we find, you know, throughout Scripture and our own experience, there can be conflict. And those things can pull us away. The things we find ourselves conflicted over can pull us away from God, can pull us away from each other. And the things that cause conflict, those things can fill up our minds as well. But here you have Paul writing almost a recipe of how to be grounded in what is important, to fill our minds with what is important as followers of Christ. I appreciate it starting in verse 4 here, and it's one of my favorite verses. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Those words can seem difficult and hard to fathom when we are so weighed down by all that is happening in our lives and in our world. But I appreciate the audacity that Paul has in writing that statement, or encouraging that rejoicing that's grounded in the grace and the love of God that comes from Christ Jesus. But a little later on, Paul continues encouraging, you know, those in the church in Philippi and encouraging us today, I believe. Going to verse 8, finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Paul would have been aware of the things that people can carry and some of the things that folks carried, as burdens, on their minds and on their hearts. Many of those things that existed in the time of Paul, exist today, such as anxiety, concern, worry. Those are human emotions that have been with us a very long time. And certainly those things can weigh heavily on us. But Paul encourages and calls on the church then, and I believe encourages and calls us now to move away from those things that do weigh heavily on our minds, and instead be grounded and have our mind on our God, to have our mind on Christ. Now it can seem like a tall order yet again from Paul to ground ourselves, to center our minds and our hearts on God when we are anxious, when we are worried, when we are conflicted. But I find if we take that verse 8 and use that verse as more of an examination for the things that weigh us, that are on our minds. For example, if I have something I am worried about, or something I'm anxious about, if I can go through and answer, say a yes, take that statement. I'll do an example here. Take verse 8, and it says, finally, beloved, whatever is true. If what I'm anxious about or concerned about or conflicted about, if that thing is true, maybe I should reflect on it. If it's honorable, maybe I should reflect on it. If it is just, perhaps I should. If it's pure, if it's pleasing, if it's commendable, and go through and examine that thought, that burden, with that framework. And if I can find myself answering yes to those questions, to those words affirming that, then it is something perhaps I should be concerned about, something I should care about. But if I can answer no to any of those things, if I can say that the thought I am having, that the burden I'm carrying, if it's not true, if it's not commendable, if it doesn't bring me closer to God, if it doesn't restore relationship with God or with somebody I care about or build up that relationship, then it's probably not worth my time and energy to pour into. And to look different for each part of our lives that we examine, each of the burdens that we carry, it will look a little bit different. But I believe taking this discernment, using the Holy Spirit, of leaning into that Holy Spirit that comes from our God and leaning into that care that is extended to us in these words and from our God, I believe we don't have to carry so many things. We don't have to be burdened by all the things that can pull us away from our God. If you remember here, the words that Paul, you also wrote in here in verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I believe those words there are a promise, also a call to us, that peace of God, which is greater than we can imagine, which is greater than the burdens and the worries and the anxieties that we carry. I believe that peace can permeate in our lives. I believe that peace that comes from God can remind us and ground us in what is important. And ultimately, I believe that peace will be with us as we go forward in life. Yes, there are things that indeed weigh us down. Yes, there are things that occupy our mind, that fill up, our moments when we're trying to focus on something else. Certainly, there are things that we can be anxious and worried about. But I don't believe our God calls us to live in a state of anxiety and worry, and to let our minds be filled with those things. Instead, our God calls us to be grounded in God's love, and that love that comes from God, that hope that comes from God and from Christ Jesus. So let us take those worries and those burdens, cast them upon God. Let us remove those things from our lives. Let us cast away those things so we can be filled with the Holy Spirit, that we can be grounded and have our minds set on Christ and the hope that comes from our God. Not only at this moment in our life or in this season, but for all of our days. So let us be grounded and have our minds set on the hope and the life that God has in store for us from Christ Jesus. Amen.